Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And I wanted to focus on Acts 23:11. And this is how this reads in Acts 23:11. It says, "The following night, the Lord stood by him and said, 'Take courage, for as you have testified to the fact about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify also in Rome.'" We're about to have a study of Acts chapter 23, but I wanted to just again be reminded, or help us to be reminded, of things that God keeps saying over and over in his word. From that verse, we are reminded again that Paul is not in a good place anymore. Things are not going great for him. He has already gotten beaten up. That was a couple of chapters before. Right now, he's being accused of things that he has not done. And not only that, he is misunderstood. And they are imprisoned. They have imprisoned him, and just a lot of things that are going wrong. But the Lord stood by him. That's what it says here. The Lord stood by him. And if anything, that's something for us to keep in mind. When things go back to not being the greatest that we would like for them to be, that's life. Life will have times when things are just wonderful, and then there are times when it is horrible. And many times it has nothing to do with what we're doing. Sometimes it does, yes, when we are misbehaving and things happen, but bad things, as they say, happen to good people. But what we want to remember is that the Lord is standing by us. That is what it is saying here, is that, and another place that we can see that is in Hebrews 13:5, where it says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." That no matter how dark or uncertain the circumstances seem, Jesus is always near. And if we allow him to, he can bring us strength and he can bring us comfort. The other part of that verse says, it says, the Lord stood by him and said, "Take courage." I think it was a few days ago, when I was doing my Bible immersion, it was some enemies, and they were acting very brave. You know, people in their arrogance, they can act as if they have courage. But, you know, true courage only comes from the Lord, because true courage is based in a confidence. And like it says in Jeremiah, it says, "My confidence, blessed is the man whose confidence is in the Lord." And so when I have this confidence in the Lord, because I know his faithfulness, yeah, I can take courage, because God is faithful. And he is not a liar, and he will stand do and what he says he's going to do. So the Lord said to Paul, "Take courage, for as you have testified to the fact about me in Jerusalem, you must testify also in Rome." I looked at that word testify, and it was from a Greek word that means that we declare with conviction. And one of the things that I know as I have walked with the Lord is that he has shown himself to me, and he has shown his love to me. And so I have conviction. I have conviction that God loves me. And it helps me to stand strong. And like I said, not with an arrogance, but with a courage. Like somebody says, you know, our knees can be knocking together because we can't always control our emotions, but we can definitely control our actions In the power of the Holy Spirit. And so the Lord says, be courageous. Take courage. Lots of other stinky stuff is happening. But guess what? We can suit up and we can show up. Thank you. Because we have a testimony. And that testimony is based on that conviction that God loves us. And he is not going to go backwards on that love. He loves us very, very much. And he told Paul, this is what God told Paul. He says, you must testify. You must testify also in Rome. And so God has a calling on our lives. I love that Bible verse. It is in Ephesians 2:10. It says, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God ordained for us to do. We have been ordained to do his calling today. If we don't, the Bible says the rocks are going to cry out. But let me pray. Father, thank you for always being present with us, especially in times of trial. Just like the Lord stood by Paul in prison, Lord, you will stand by us in difficult times. Lord, I thank you because no weapon formed against us is going to prosper. None of your plans are going to fall to the ground. And the plans that you have for us, Lord, cannot be stopped by man. Thank you, Father, because you began this good work in us. You are going to bring it to completion until the day of Christ Jesus, Philippians 1:6. And so, Father, help us to continue to boldly testify about Jesus Christ. Lord, you have worked in our lives, Lord. You have given us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control, Lord. No matter what challenges we have in this day, Father, keep us faithful and keep us proclaiming the gospel without fear. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we pray. Amen.